earth, and sky.
According to Jack Fellows, cities have more than one incentive to plan ahead for global warming.
They're going to gain knowledge on how to deal with climate change, and that knowledge is going to be exportable to other areas and to other countries.
Fellows, who spoke with Earth Sky at a science meeting, is a leading expert on climate change and public policy. He works with the University Corporation for Atmospheric Research in Boulder, Colorado.
So it's critically important for communities not to plan for current climate, but a climate that might be 2 to 4 degrees warmer than it is today.
Fellows suggested that cities around the world will have to cope with sea level rise, droughts, and floods. He thinks that if cities plan ahead, they might be able to sell their adaptive knowledge and technologies. Technologies affecting things like water infrastructure, bridges, wind farms, and solar farms.
You know, where are you going to put those? How are you going to build them? And I don't think we even really know all the opportunities that are going to exist. Right now, there's a pretty good sense that it will be substantial, billions of dollars.
Thanks today to the National Science Foundation and to the U.S. Geological Survey, celebrating the International Year of Planet Earth. More at yearofplanetearth.org. I'm Jorge Salazar for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.